The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
So here's what you missed on Glee.
Just kidding, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. It has been very crazy in the Boone home. My work has been extremely, extremely, extremely busy, and I ended up going on a 9-day-in-a-row streak, and then I was just exhausted. And when I came home, I found out my mom had called, and she said that our family dog has cancer in the lymph nodes, and I was really upset about it, and I didn't really want to do a podcast talking to you guys because I didn't want to bawl my eyes out or depress you guys, because this is all about fun and happiness. But I've decided in the future, so that I can speak to you more often if something like that happens, I'll just vent to you guys, and of course we'll come up with something positive and fun and bring it right back up just like we always do. I went to Tennessee to visit my mom and my little Angel. That's her name. She's 15 years old, and she's the most beautiful dog ever. She's part beagle, part walker hound, and she's in really good health condition, except for the fact that now she has cancer. So one of the things that I really hate is when I say something about it or if I was upset about it, and one of my friends or someone that I know says, oh, well, she's 15 years old. Okay, well, if your grandma is 85 years old and she's sick and you're talking to someone about it, would they say, oh, well, she's 85. She's had a nice life. I mean, I get where they're coming from, but I don't appreciate it. And I just don't think that's the right way to go. I mean, if you don't have something nice or supportive to say, then don't say anything at all. But anyway, I was really upset about it. And I know you're saying, Tisha, why are you correlating that to a grandmother? Honestly, Angel is my sister. She is someone in my family. I know, yes, she is a dog, but she is a member of my family, and I love her very, very much. Just like I love my grandma and my mom and my sister. So anyway, I was really upset about it, but luckily, she's doing well. My mom had called me when she had her lymph nodes had swollen so large that she couldn't eat, and she'd lost a lot of weight, so she was really worried that she wasn't going to make it. So I went in so I could see her. And luckily, the lymph nodes have gone down, and she's eating a lot now, so she's doing really well. She's doing better, but we don't know, you know, how it's going to go. So continue to pray for my little Angel. But anyway, I named her Angel because she has a little black ring around her eye, and I always said that her halo had fallen crooked. Because when we got her, I was in third grade. I've had her since I was in the third grade, so we've had her. Like I said, she's 15 years old, but she's my little baby, and I love her bunches and bunches and bunches. So anyway, because of that, I don't know why this particular song popped in my head, but the one that popped in my head, I guess because it's kind of a sad song, was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. So that's what I'm going to sing today. And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. 'Cause sooner or later it's over, I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And you can't fight the tears that ain't coming, or the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that to be broken. I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. Hobbs really likes this song, apparently, because he's meowing throughout it. I'm not sure if you can hear, because I don't have him in the room, but he's sitting at the door meowing. Like I said before, when we originally started Karaoke Cast, my animals love music, and they love to meow along with it or bark along with it. So that's the song that I chose to sing today. I absolutely positively love that song, by the way. At my previous job, I would run around singing songs all the time. That wasn't my job, of course. I was a supervisor. But I would sing songs, not very loud, just sing them while I'm walking throughout the store when I wasn't helping customers. And my employees always got a kick out of it. And I had this one employee, Nick, I hope you're listening. We would sing this song together all the time. And I absolutely positively loved it. It was such a blast. So anyway, that one's also for you, Nick. If you don't know, that song is also from a movie called City of Angels, which surprisingly enough, I absolutely positively hate Nicolas Cage, but I love the movie City of Angels. But I started watching it at home and I didn't get to see the ending. And when I went to work, I purchased it. And when I came back home, I watched the ending. As we've discussed before, I do not like sad movies or sad endings. Spoiler alert, if you're ever going to see City of Angels, don't listen to the next 30 seconds. I got home, put in the movie, and it's all happy-go-lucky, and you see the girl riding in the bicycle and the sun shining on her face, and, you know, he's already come to Earth to be with her and sacrificed everything to be with her, and she's riding in the sun, bringing back their lovely fresh fruit breakfast that she's purchased, and a semi hits her and kills her. Now, there's something else at the end anyway, but I, if I could do it, would just burn that part off of my disc so I didn't have to watch it. So what I do when I watch the movie is when she's riding on her bike and the sun's shining in her face, I turn it off and say, the end. I finally read the Superman comic that my husband got me, not the Love one. I'll have to read the Love one another time and get back to you on it. He got me one called Superman, the Historic Last Issue. I didn't realize till I was done reading it, though, that it's a two-part, and I need to get part two. But anyway, I really like it. And what I like is it's a story about Superman, and they say in the beginning, this is a story, but aren't all of them, pretty much. So it's got Bizarro and Lex Luthor and Brainiac. It's got basically all of them in there, or at least a bunch of the iconic Superman comics. And at the very beginning, it actually has a little preface that talks about which issues had which characters, which I think is really cool because now that'll let me know which issues I want to purchase. But what really cracks me up is Bizarro. So Bizarro is really dumb and it makes me laugh so hard. Actually, I think I told you before when I was at Up, Up, and Away, there was a weird Bizarro comic that had Bizarro and his wife, and then it had a little boy, and it said Bizarro was mad because the child didn't look like him, but it was just, Bizarro mad, kid no look like me. And yes, that is the voice I think of when I read Bizarro, and you'll see why. I'll read a little part for you. It am little blue kryptonite meteor that me carry in lead case for good luck. See, you am alive, Superman, and if me am perfect, imperfect duplicate, then me have to be. So, it's really funny. And yes, I left you on a little cliffhanger. So, I love how, I just think it's hilarious that he's so dumb. And I just love the way they construct his sentences. So anyway, I did read that. I do still have the romantic one to read, like I said. But guess what else has happened? I didn't get to tell you guys, I started my own vegetable garden. I know you've heard me speak before about my neighbors. Chris and I went and purchased seeds together and started planting our own little gardens. So I was so excited because,
Yes, I am odd, and I planted my garden in the front of my house instead of the back of the house, but that's because Stark is fenced in the back when he likes to play, and he would destroy it if I put it back there. So in the front, I have spinach, onions, carrots, and lettuce. And they're all growing! My spinach is growing quite a bit. I only have like 3 little onions, I have a strip of carrots, and a strip of lettuce, which is pretty cool. I didn't know that you could purchase seeds in a strip to where you just cut the strip and plant the strip, and you don't have to worry about the spacing because it's already done for you. In the future, I will do that as much as I possibly can. I also was so extremely excited because I took a tomato, like my mom said, from the store. I cut it and I was making guacamole. My mom said to keep the seeds and I could plant them and grow sprouts from the seeds. So I planted them and nothing happened. And it had been like 2 weeks and it's supposed to be done within 2 weeks and nothing had happened. My mom told me to put some saran wrap over it to create a greenhouse effect. So I did. And they sprouted on my little windowsill. So I was so excited. I have 8 little tomato plants. So I took each one and separated them and planted them individually in these solo cups with dirt and put them in my windowsill. And they are all growing strong. Except for one of them, I accidentally cut the roots, so it died. So I threw that one away. But I found out one thing, if you ever decide to do that on your windowsill, is to put rocks in the bottom of the cup and then put the soil on top so that the plant can create its own watering source through the rocks so that it doesn't stay up on the top, because if it does, it can cause it to mold, which I had that issue and that's how I broke the roots of the one plant. But anyway, they are all doing well and I'm excited, but I found out you have to plant them 2 feet apart because they grow really, really huge. So I don't know where I'm going to put some of them. So I'm hoping that I can transplant them into the actual garden later this week, and I will keep you updated on that. Speaking of Chris and the neighbors, we had them come over to play Injustice at our house. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's absolutely positively amazing, and guess what? You can be Superman! So anyway, we've been playing that, and it's a lot of fun, although it's not fun when Brandon beats me every single frickin' round. But it is a fun game, and I'll get better, and I will beat him. I told him that he's a sore sport because he won't play Fight Night with me because I beat him in Fight Night and Scrabble, and he won't play either with me. That's about all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening. It was so great talking to you guys again, and I will keep you updated on what's going on. Please send your stories or your songs to shout@theflypod.com and just put Karaoke Cast in the heading. Thank you, and until next time.